From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The Missouri Senate has confirmed former St. Louis Police Chief Daniel Isom as Public Safety Director despite concerns about a racial discrimination lawsuit against him. Phil Brooks has more about the confirmation.
The black law enforcement official had been named Public Safety Department Director just after the disturbances in Ferguson. The Senate's critics cited a discrimination lawsuit against Isom by a white St. Louis police officer. But Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey called it an isolated issue.
I don't think that that you should wipe away the many years of service that he has had in St. Louis.
Dempsey went on to say the case involved decisions by staffers working underneath Isom. From the state capitol, I'm Phil Brooks.
The Columbia Fire Department rescued a man trapped in a well near the University of Missouri power plant yesterday afternoon. The man was a campus facilities employee who was performing regular maintenance on a well located about 20 feet underground when a medical issue prevented him from exiting the well. MU News Bureau Associate Director Christian Basie said the medical issue that the employee faced allowed for enough time to call and utilize the fire department.
It was a medical condition that was going to hamper his ability to get out safely. And so that's why we felt we had another possibility, another way to get him out safely. There was no reason to risk anything. That's why we called the fire department.
Battalion Chief Brad Fraser says the operation took about 30 minutes and the man was taken to University Hospital for further examination. The Missouri Automobile Association is suing the State Revenue Department for allowing an electric car maker to sell directly to customers. The car dealers filed a lawsuit yesterday in Cole County Circuit Court claiming Missouri violated state law by licensing California-based Tesla Motors as a franchise. That gives the electric car manufacturer the power to sell cars to customers directly instead of working through a dealership. The lawsuit claims the department is giving Tesla special privileges. Tesla says the claims are groundless and calls the lawsuit an attempt to decrease competition. Tesla has come under fire before when lawmakers proposed failed legislation last year that would have banned Tesla from selling vehicles directly to customers. Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.